Hello, and welcome to this very special edition of Football is Life.
And sometime death.
I'm Niffer.
And I'm Andy.
And this is a special edition about the FIFA Women's World Cup.
Yay.
Yay. So as of recording, the women, U.S. women have played all three of their group stage games. So let's just, what do you want to talk about, Andy? How do you want to talk about this?
Let's focus on United States this episode. Mm-hmm. Then we can, next episode, talk about the other team, because it will be more clear what teams that qualify for the second round. Sure. So let's talk about United States.
Yeah.
And abysmal. Not so great.
Why don't we start with the first game of the group stage? Because that was less abysmal.
Which one?
The Vietnam game. When we played pretty well. It wasn't great.
It wasn't great. And we missed that goal. A penalty kick by Alex Morgan. Mm-hmm. However, one of the great output of this whole competition, Julie Ertz. Mm-hmm. I am amazed that she's playing in a position that the last time she played in was in the last World Cup, mm-hmm, 4 years ago. She is doing great. She's giving the maturity and the experience that this lineup need.
Yeah.
And she did that after she had a baby and a torture injury. I can't believe she's doing that. So Julie Ertz is very, it's chapeau. It's amazing. I love what she's doing. Lindsay Horan.
Yeah, she's been great.
I'm going to talk about Lindsay Horan when we get to Netherlands, because this is a different animal.
Yeah. Sophia Smith. People have been talking about her in the lead up to the World Cup, and I have become a believer.
So I was a believer in the Vietnam game, mm-hmm, but the last two games, this is a hot take. I think we should, we should bench Alex Morgan, move Sophia Smith to the middle, mm-hmm, and start Rodman and Jennifer Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just do that. And let's try it. I know we are playing Sweden next game, but we were going to get to that in a second.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Let's finish talking about the group stage. So
Sophia Smith scored amazing two goals.
Yeah.
Alex Morgan missed a penalty kick. Mm-hmm. I think she's still drunk since she got caught in Disney.
Haters gonna hate.
Yeah, that's me. So, and actually, there is another player that it's amazed me how mature she's doing in the field is DeMelo. Mm-hmm. DeMelo, it was her first game and the second game in the Netherlands. She's playing in a very critical spot, which is the midfield, uh-huh, defender, and she was doing great.
Yeah.
On the bad, not the bad side, in a very questionable side, before we go there, I want to mention also Grima. Grima is amazing, mm-hmm, as a center back. She and Ertz is, I like them a lot.
Yeah, they're a good pair.
I wish we played them more, because there is still, you can see there is lack of communication happening here, mm-hmm, and there. But Grima and Ertz, I think it's a good call. It's one of the good things that Andovski done to this team, but still, I'm questioning a lot of questions. The one that I'm really questioning the position is Dunn. She. I don't know what's going, mm-hmm, on with her this competition. There is a lack of creativity. There is a lack of moving the ball from the back to the front. There is. Sometime in the last couple of games, I felt we are playing like Orlando City's start of the season, which, mm-hmm, is playback. Ooh, we are tight. Let's throw it as high as we can, and we hope for the best.
Yeah, and that never works. It never works. Yeah, so I'm with you. I can see that. I really am a big Crystal Dunn fan, so I'm always happy to see her doing well. I do think that there is some there's something off about the rhythm of the team in this tournament.
In general.
It's very weird. And I do think it has a lot to do with the coach. It feels like our friend Vlad, it's time for him to go. And I know it's like unprecedented to fire a coach in the tournament, but it just,
we don't have an option. We can't fire him now because we're in the middle of the tournament.
I just feel like the team is not with him, and they're not together, and I'm not sure what's going to happen to make it. It's this whole like, the blending of the old to new. I feel like it's really been left to the older players to try to bridge those gaps, and those should be being bridged by Vlad and his coaching staff, and there's something going on that they aren't.
I agree. I've been hearing rumors about how they are not the players are not happy about Vlad. Even outside the field, you can hear how they are talking very well about Vlad and how what he's doing and his impact and how he's a very technical player, a technical coach. But we don't see any of that. I was thinking about that this morning. Why we've been getting all these coaches who lack creativity and get the gypsy every time we play in the World Cup.
Mm.
Bill Harter did the same thing in the last World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And now Vlandowski is doing the same thing in this World Cup.
Yeah.
I was texting our friend Taylor. I was telling him there is a creative, a great tactical coach, and there is a creative coach.
Mm-hmm.
Great tactical coach is the coach that sets before the game, right on the board, give all these ideas and do what need to be done in the game.
Mm-hmm.
The creative coach is the coach is in the time that you see that your team is lacking momentum or having problems or doing something incorrect, do the surgical changes in the field to change everything in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Bullharder and Vlandowski, both of them lack of that. And they are not creative. They don't do anything that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
It's all about defense. When you have in that team, in the World Cup team, a lot of great offense, you have Sophia Smith, who is coming from a greatest season in the NSWL. You have somebody like Lynn Williams, you benched the first two games. You have somebody like Alyssa Thompson that you need to put her in the field to get her the confidence that need to play. You don't put her in the last 15 minutes in the Vietnam game when you have an opportunity to score goals.
Mm-hmm.
And in the game last night, early morning, you put her in the last 2 minutes of the extra stoppage time.
Yeah.
The substitution situation is
beyond insane. Like, crazy. I don't know how you're in a draw situation at the 60th minute and you don't think maybe we need to put some fresh legs in there. Maybe we need to put somebody in there who can make things happen.
Put Lynn Williams. Mm-hmm. And you seeing that what's her face? Teresa Rodman is not doing.
Trinity,
she's tired.
Yeah.
Trinity Rodman is reaching to a point that she is gassed.
Mm-hmm.
This is another thing. I think there is a huge. I don't know if there is a problem with fitness. I don't know. It's because the temperature is too low.
I think they're also at altitude.
I don't know, but they are gassed.
Yeah.
The last three game in the second half. They are gassed.
Then,
thankfully,
if that's true, you have substitutes. Like, I don't understand how you look at your team. I'm watching at home going, they look tired. You don't say, hey, we're just going to put somebody else in. This tournament happens at a pretty fast pace. That means there isn't as much recovery time. So, why in the world would you put your exact same lineup? There's so many questions that I have for Vlad that don't. It just doesn't make any sense to me
from a coaching perspective. Yes, and the answer that he gives when he even asked and questioned about his decision was, I don't want to mess up with the momentum. What the
There's no momentum. There's no momentum. What are you
talking about? There is no momentum. We are not doing anything, and we are not scoring.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
It's and now next game we are gonna miss Lavelle. But I still have a hope that Lindsay Horan comes and go mad and upset like the last game. I texted you and the guys. I said, I wish we had Lindsay Horan in our men team, because what happened in that Netherlands game, and she's going on fire. That's what we need from a captain. And she did that.
Yeah.
And just, I will go fast on Portugal game. I don't know if you, any of you watch what happened after the game. And actually Kelly O'Hare, which is, I am not a big fan of her.
Yeah.
Because she's playing Gothic and she's one of the Vendetta that we don't like as Orlando people.
Mm-hmm.
But she was yelling after the game. That's the, I think that's the heart of the older player need to step in and begin to lead by example to move the team forward. Because next game, we're playing 100%, we're playing Sweden.
Yeah.
And Sweden has our number.
It's not 100% yet.
It's 99.99%. They have 6 points. Italy, and they have 3. Then you have South Africa and Argentina, 1 point each. So, and Sweden is playing South Africa, and Italy is playing Argentina.
Okay.
So, and they have 6 points. So, they mathematically, they are 99.9%.
Okay. Sweet. That's fine.
It just isn't official, formal.
Yeah.
It's not mathematically final yet, but it's very hard. You to make it happen, you need Italy to beat South Africa by 6 goals.
Okay. So, less likely to happen.
And you want Sweden to lose from Argentina too.
Yeah.
So it's not like, yeah, it's unlikely to happen. I think Sweden probably going to be the first team in this tournament to go with 9 points. I think Sweden is the first one. No, Japan was the first one. Japan did and England today win. So, yeah, they are the two teams. I think they're going to join them with 9 points.
Yeah.
I am just worried about the game. The game is going to be at 5 a.m. on Sunday. I think this is not so bad like today at 3. They are playing in Melbourne, which should be a better weather, lot of Americans there. There is a lot of things that we hope it play in our advantage. And I hope Vlad doesn't be creative in that game.
Well, but I need him to make some different choices than he has been. I need him to play substitutes. I need him to see the whole breadth of the, like, this is a win or go home game. And we have been playing like we are, like, it's a sure thing we're going to make the final. And it is 4 games away.
So
the trophy.
I don't know. I was thinking today in the morning when I was watching the game, what changes were you going to do? I think the only change that I see, and I think we should try it, is playing Sophia Smith in the middle. It'll play with Williams and Rodman in the front, and you have to play in this game. You have to play DeMelo instead of Lavelle, because Lavelle is suspended because she got her second yellow today. So you're gonna play Lavelle, and I don't know what we're going to do with Fox, because Fox is lagging. Fox and Don, our two wingers are lagging. Are you going to want to play and start Kelly O'Hara, who's 35, I believe, such a game with their forwards who are very fast? I don't know. I really don't know. Are you going to play? Are you going to challenges and play Christy Muse and try that? I don't know. And it's scary, to be honest. I don't know what we're gonna do.
Yeah. Well, it's very, very interesting to see what is going to happen. And I know I'll be watching the game. I'm grateful it's a little bit later. So that means it's at 5 a.m. East Coast time on Sunday morning. So I'm looking forward to seeing the U.S. women show up and play. And I hope that they really, you know, they're trying to do something that's never been done. The three-peat in the tournament, it would be incredible and a real, you know, it'd be really good. But at this point, I really think making it to the final doesn't feel as inevitable as I thought it would 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's a tough thing, but, you know, excited to see what happens. And, yeah, any final thoughts, Andy?
I hope that Vlad doesn't have a lot of issues this game. I think I hope the team lock themselves, focus on the game, and show better next game. That's all what we hope, because we can't talk about tactics, major changes in the tactics, because it's in the middle of the field. What happened in this idea happened. So
yeah. Well, I guess until next time, go USA.